Hundreds of Onondaga County Community College students finally received their diploma Sunday in a commencement ceremony. WAER's James Corrigan reports they did so in an unorthodox fashion due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
You would expect to hear this at a commencement ceremony, but not so much this. Onondaga Community College Sunday took a unique approach to commencement. Instead of graduates walking to the stage on two legs, students arrived on four wheels, one by one, in a drive-through setting. OCC President Casey Crabill had to cancel the school's original ceremony in May, but remained undeterred in giving her students their moment.
We made a conscious decision that our students, when they finished, would have something spectacular to recognize the fact that they were done.
Across campus, teachers and staff members lined the roads to serenade graduates as they passed by in their cars. ASL professor Jenny Sabo brought a sign with a message.
Keep building on the moment.
She has a special way of describing OCC students and how they overcame many difficult moments this year.
They're troopers.
One such trooper is 44-year-old computer information systems major Gilbert Karugu.
Long time coming. It's a lots of sleepless nights and working late at night.
Karugu, a printing pressman by trade, was not alone, as he had his three daughters with him in the car, along with his wife, Rebecca.
He worked full-time, went to school full-time, and took care of his family the whole time. It's a very big moment.
These circumstances are not uncommon for OCC students, as explained by OCC Communications Director Roger Mirabito.
80% of our students work 30 hours a week or more, which is what really makes this graduating class so special.
Many of these jobs disappeared in the pandemic. The future of the graduates remain uncertain in troubled times. But for one day at least, as President Crabill put it, they can be celebrated for what they achieved.
Many of them have lost jobs, and we just wanted this to be a recognition of the huge lift that it took for them to get here.
And that is something worth honking the horn for. James Corrigan, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.